and then you get spokes that go out from the hub to,
yeah,
to the wooden part on the outside. What do you call this wooden part here?
Well, the wooden part is the outside rim, but then you got a metal that goes on top of that wood.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
that, and the wagon, the wheel, the band.
Mm.
Band.
That's the metal?
Yeah.
Okay. If a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call that bar of wood between him and the wagon?
You mean that single tree?
Okay, okay.
Double tree. If there's two horses, there's a double tree.
Oh, okay.
And double tree sits in there with a single tree on each end.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It catches each horse, see.
Uh-huh, okay. If somebody was filling up his wagon with wood and taking it someplace and dumping it, going back, filling his wagon up with wood and taking it and dumping it and going back again, what would you say he was doing?
Then he'd be hard wood.
All right. He'd be doing something I wouldn't want me to do.
Yeah.
Too much work. If there was a log or a big branch or something down across the road and you wanted to get it out of the way, you might say, well, I tied a chain to it and pulled on the chain and put the log out of the way.
Drug it.
Okay. And you might say, we have what? Quite a few logs out of the way, same way. If you're going to use the same word, we have.
You pull them all out of the way, you mean?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, that'd be it. Over in East Texas, that'd be log rolling.
No, do they do that up there?
In East Texas?
Yeah.
Ooh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What do they do when they do it? They have.
They hook on chains and stuff and drag them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Drag them. If they're trying to get them to the mill, they may have a creek somewhere close. They put them in that creek and let them come on down. And
I sure didn't know they did that in East Texas. I figured Canada was the only place they did stuff like that.
Well, they got some big trees over in East Texas.
Yeah. What's the first thing you have to do to get the ground ready to plant in spring?
Well, if you flat break it, you take an 8-inch plow and flat break it. But if you're going to middle bust it, you just go down the furrows and bust the old out.
Uh-huh. What's flat breaking? I don't understand what that is.
Well, flat breaking with turn plow, you turn that dirt over, you know,
yeah,
and make it solid.
Uh-huh, I see.
About every 4 years, they generally break it. But I don't know how they farm now. They don't have a plow much.
Yeah.
Lucky to get seed on the ground.
Yeah. Well, did you have a thing where you, like after you plowed, then you go back over and break the dirt up finer? Did you have
A disc harrow.
Okay.
A harrow. Or a disc harrow is two different kinds.
Yeah.
Hair is kind of a frame-looking thing made out of iron, and you just drag it and breaks it clods up.
Mm-hmm. What would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to cut the log in stove lengths?
For stove wood?
Mm-hmm.
Buck saw rack.
Okay. Is that different from the kind of thing that a carpenter uses? Yeah.
Sawhorse?
Yeah. That's different?
Uh-uh.
A bucksaw and a sawhorse are the same?
No, they're different.
They're different.
Sawhorse is a frame made